The City of Springfield has posted on its website the full text of the host community agreement between the city and MGM Resorts International, which is proposing to build an $800 million resort casino in the south end of the city's downtown. The agreement, signed by Mayor Dominic Sarno and MGM Springfield President Bill Hornbuckle earlier this week, will be formally transmitted to the Springfield City Council on Monday. City Council President James Ferrara said he will schedule special meetings if necessary next week for the council to ask questions about the agreement and vote on it.
We're hoping to comply with the administration's request to get it on a referendum for around July 16th.
Longtime City Councilor Kateri Walsh said there's a lot of excitement in Springfield about MGM's proposal, and the council does not want to dampen the enthusiasm by dragging its feet. She said the consensus is the mayor negotiated a good deal for the city.
And the council is not going to change the host agreement. We just have to vote up or down on accepting it and putting it on the ballot. I think if we could change the document or the contract, that would be a different situation. But that is not our role.
Michael Kogut, who heads Springfield Citizens Against Casino Gaming, is trying to convince city councilors to wait until November to hold the voter referendum.
There hasn't been, responsible business or elected leaders who even suggested that they take a step back and fully digest this before putting it to a vote to the people.
The casino opponents don't have a website or lawn signs or bumper stickers. MGM has spent millions already to promote its Springfield Casino project. Part of this was to win community support in the competition with Penn National Gaming, which had proposed a resort casino in another part of downtown. Hornbuckle said MGM is counting on the voter referendum to demonstrate to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission that there is strong community support for the project.
To win it by 51% isn't a win. We have to show the Mass Gaming Commission that the city of Springfield not only can win this, but it wants it.
MGM is expecting to compete for the lone casino license available in western Massachusetts with projects in Palmer and in West Springfield. A voter-approved host community agreement is a prerequisite for a casino operator to seek a license from the Gaming Commission. MGM's Springfield project has been well received by key members of the city's business, cultural, and minority communities. Jose Claudio of the New North Citizens Council had supported Penn's rival casino project, but is now on board with MGM.
I'm going to support casino either way because I think we need the jobs. We need the city needs something, a lifeline, and I think this will be the lifeline for a while that will help the city, really move the city forward.
Springfield business owner Richard Russo said the casino project marks a real turning point in the city's history.
I think this is the best thing in the world that can happen to Springfield. Longtime resident of the city of Springfield, and my heart is in the city of Springfield.
The host community agreement commits MGM to specific building designs, employment goals, and annual payments to the city that total more than $25 million. There are other perks, such as a downtown skating rink, improvements to parks and golf courses, and 50 units of downtown housing. MGM will also book a dozen events a year in existing entertainment venues in Springfield for the next 8 years. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.